Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 911. On one occasion, God's presence pervaded my whole being, and my mind was mysteriously enlightened in respect to His essence. He allowed me to understand His interior life. In spirit, I saw the three divine persons, but their essence was one. He is one, and one only, but in three persons. None of them is either greater or smaller. There is no difference in either beauty or sanctity, for they are one. They are absolutely one. His love transported me into this knowledge and united me with Himself. When I was united to one, I was equally united to the second and to the third, in such a way that when we are united with one, by that very fact we are equally united to the two persons in the same way as with the one. Their will is one, one God, though in three persons. When one of the three persons communicates with a soul, by the power of that one will, it finds itself united with the three persons and is inundated in the happiness flowing from the most holy Trinity, the same happiness that nourishes the saints. This same happiness that streams from the most holy Trinity makes all creation happy. From it springs that life which vivifies and bestows all life, which takes its beginning from Him. In these moments, my soul experienced such great divine delights that I find this difficult to express. Then I heard the following words spoken thus: I want you to be my spouse. Fear pierced my soul, but I calmly continued to reflect on what sort of an espousal this could be. However, each time fear would invade my soul, a power from on high would give it peace. After all, I have taken perpetual vows, and I have taken them of my own completely free will, and so I continued to reflect on what this could mean. I sensed and came to realize that this was some special kind of grace. Whenever I think about it, I feel faint from God. But in this swooning, my mind is clear and penetrated with light. When I am united to Him, I faint from an abundance of happiness. But my mind is bright and clear and free from all shadows. You abase yourself, your majesty, to dwell with a poor creature. Thank you, O Lord, for this great grace that makes it possible for me to commune with you. Jesus, your name is my delight. I have a presentiment of my beloved from afar, and my languishing soul rests in his embrace. I don't know how to live without him. I would rather be with him in afflictions and sufferings than without him in the greatest heavenly delights. February 2, 1937. Today, from early morning, divine absorption penetrates my soul. During Mass, I thought I would see the little Jesus, as I often do. However, today, during Holy Mass, I saw the crucified Jesus. Jesus was nailed to the cross and was in great agony. His suffering pierced me, soul and body, in a manner which was invisible, but nevertheless most painful. Oh, what awesome mysteries take place during Mass! A great mystery is accomplished in the Holy Mass. With what great devotion should we listen to and take part in this death of Jesus? One day we will know what God is doing for us in each Mass, and what sort of gift He is preparing in it for us. Only His divine love could permit that such a gift be provided for us. O Jesus, my Jesus, with what great pain is my soul pierced when I see this fountain of life gushing forth with such sweetness and power for each soul, while at the same time I see souls withering away and drying up through their own fault. O Jesus, grant that the power of mercy embrace these souls. O Mary, today a terrible sword has pierced your holy soul. Except for God, no one knows of your suffering. Your soul does not break. It is brave, because it is with Jesus. Sweet Mother, unite my soul to Jesus, because it is only then that I will be able to endure all trials and tribulations, and only in union with Jesus will my little sacrifices be pleasing to God. Sweetest Mother, continue to teach me about the interior life. May the sword of suffering never break me. O pure Virgin, pour courage into my heart and guard it. Here, St. Faustina is given the great grace of understanding the inner life of the Most Holy Trinity, how the three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, relate to one another. Probably, when we get to heaven, we'll each be given some insight into the Trinity. But Faustina is given this grace here on earth. God wants her to write it down to help us. Then Jesus says he wants Faustina for his spouse. She tries to understand what it means. She has made final vows in her community, which involves a nuptial relationship with Jesus. But Jesus seems to want something more on a spiritual level. He desires a nuptial relationship with each of us, an exchange of love. The love we can offer him cannot compare with the love he offers us. But if we love him to the best of our ability, he is happy. During Mass, St. Faustina saw Jesus crucified. She was moved by his suffering for us, and she participates in his sufferings. I'm reminded of Padre Pio during the Holy Mass. It was as if he would experience Jesus' passion during the celebration of the Eucharist. St. Faustina contemplated the mystery of the Holy Mass. So much takes place on a spiritual level. We don't appreciate it, and we can take it for granted at times. We will be amazed one day when we learn the truth about what really happens at Mass. In the meantime, let's try to pray and open our heart to God's graces during Mass and recognize that there is something great that is happening during the Holy Mass. St. Faustina speaks of Mary's bravery despite her suffering. She was able to endure her trials because she was always united with Jesus. So St. Faustina asks Mary to unite her soul to Jesus so that she can endure her trials. This is a very good prayer that all of us should pray.